Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Snuggling Operation. This file is a little adventure late at night, way past your bedtime, in fact. I'm sure it's not too difficult to imagine that it was time to sleep, but something kept the little one up. As they were laying in their beds, holding tight to their plushie, they hatched a plan. It was an important plan, a very clever plot, a sneaky plan that had to be put into practice immediately. Snuggling operation. Commence. The first step was the hardest, because the bed was so comfy and warm and fluffy, and you had to get out. You had to slowly, well, first 1 foot, cold. Okay, 1 foot, then another, and holding tight to the plushie, slowly, quietly sneaking out of bed. Okay, 2 feet on the floor, we can do this. Even though it's a little dark, and darkness is not nice, this is worth it. Okay, next step, the door. Step by step, sneaking closer to the door. And if the floor caused even the tiniest noise, you stop. Breathing quietly, looking around, making sure that nobody heard you. Nothing but plushies here. All quiet. Everything is fine. Another few steps. And yes, the door. The door would be one of the greater obstacles. How were you going to open it quietly and sneak through it without your caretaker noticing? This required cleverness. Not the little strongest point, but they can do it. Very, very slowly, you move the handle of the door down. Oh yes, a little further. Gently begin pulling on the door as slow as possible. It's important to not make a noise. We can't be discovered before the task is done. Okay, the door is open. From downstairs, you can see the light of them working. We can do it. There's a few more steps upstairs, and here we have to be extra careful. It's like, well, extra sneaky. Looking around, making sure that there's no monsters or anything hiding upstairs, you hold your plushie tight and move closer to the stairs. Each and every step is an adventure, another moment closer to the victory that you seek. Yes, you can do it. And step by step, wearing your nice night clothing, you get closer to the stairs and finally are about to descend. How will you descend the stairs unseen and unheard? Okay. Imagine that you're as light as a feather, just innocently floating down the stairs, step by step. No littles here, just a feather floating down, so wonderfully light and innocent, drifting and dropping, step by step, more and more, all the way down. And it wasn't long before there were only a few steps left. The little could count all the way to 10, and now it was time to count down. 10 steps left, 9, still sneaky, 8, completely unseen and unheard, 7, okay, still going well, 6, hold on for just a moment, 5, very nice, 4, so nice and quiet, 3, 2, deeper and deeper, 1, and then a drop onto the floor to just slowly. As your caretaker is still working, apparently not realizing that you had snuck your way out of bed and all the way down. It was time to execute your sneaky plan. You got closer and closer, making sure still not to make a noise, almost holding your breath, until it was finally time for a big hug and begin the snuggling operation, to sit down on their lap and just relax. There's a look of surprise and a smile on their face, and a wonderful feeling of emptiness in your mind. Well, you couldn't sit on their lap the whole time, but still, you're allowed to lay down with your head on their lap and receive some wonderful soft head pets. It doesn't take long before you drift to sleep. And I wonder if you even noticed how after you drifted to sleep, you were being lifted up, gently carried up the stairs into your room and laid down in your bed, plushie in hand, blanket back over you. and I wonder what kind of wonderful dreams would be inspired by such an enormous operation that succeeded beautifully. Well then, in a moment, I will simply say the word sleep, and when I do, you can take off your headphones and sleep.